All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and control. Now, who here can relate? Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-do lists, deadlines, and endless demands? Like you're stuck on a hamster wheel just spinning faster and faster, getting nowhere. Yeah, we've all been there. Overwhelm is a sneaky beast creeping in slowly until BAM. It's staring down the barrel of stress city. But guess what? We don't have to be its victims. Today, we're diving deep into strategies for managing overwhelm and breaking free from that feeling of being stuck. Ready to reclaim your power? Let's do this. First up, acknowledge the elephant in the room. You are not alone. This feeling of overwhelm is a shared human experience, especially in our fast-paced world. It's easy to compare ourselves to others who seem to have it all together, but remember, social media rarely shows the messy reality. So take a deep breath and know that it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes. Now, how do we actually tackle it? Think of your mind like a garden. If you let weeds run wild, things get out of control pretty quickly, right? The same goes for our thoughts. We need to actively cultivate positive and productive thinking by practicing mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts without judgment. When negative or overwhelming thoughts pop up, acknowledge them, then gently redirect your focus to something positive or grounding. It's like weeding your garden, a little effort goes a long way. Next up, prioritization is your superpower. Seriously, think of it this way. You can't do everything at once, and trying to will only lead to more overwhelm. Identify your most important tasks for the day, those that truly move the needle, and focus on those first. Let go of the need to be perfect and remember, sometimes good enough is actually good enough. Communication is key, folks. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Learn to delegate tasks, ask for help when you need it, and don't be afraid to set boundaries. Saying no can feel tough at first, but it's essential for protecting your time and energy. Finally, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and spend time doing things you truly enjoy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential for showing up as your best self. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're at work, buried under a mountain of emails, deadlines looming like hungry wolves, and a coworker just dumped another project on your plate. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to pull out your hair, and maybe even a little panic creeping in. Sounds all too familiar, right? But wait. Remember what we talked about. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Maybe remind yourself, I can handle this, one step at a time. Prioritize your tasks, delegate if possible, and set boundaries with that coworker politely, of course. Schedule a quick walk outside for some fresh air. Even 5 minutes can make a difference. And when you're back at your desk, focus on tackling those high-priority emails first. You got this. So, the key takeaways today are pretty simple. Acknowledge and accept that feeling overwhelmed is normal. Practice mindfulness to cultivate a calmer mind. Prioritize tasks and delegate when possible. Communicate your needs clearly. And always remember to take care of yourself. Remember, folks, you are not defined by your to-do list or the chaos swirling around you. You have the power to choose how you respond to overwhelm and reclaim your sense of control. Start small, build momentum, and celebrate every victory along the way. And as always, keep those stoic principles close there, your secret weapons for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Now, if this episode resonated with you, I want to hear from you. Share it with a friend who might need a little stoic boost, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep spreading the stoicism love. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.